T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. And let's go live to AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore. Wow, the real feels up to one above zero now.
Are we right? Put the party hats on, everybody. A little bit more sunshine. The winds, not maybe as gusty. The gusts are back to about 20 miles per hour. Sustained wind about 15, but that cold enough wind to take 15 on the thermometer down to about one above. And I think those real field temperatures mainly in the single digits above zero this afternoon, Bridget. The cold's going to ease out a little bit at a time here as we go through the weekend. You can give the cold air some credit. It's keeping that storm that's going to impact the southeast part of the United States this weekend, where they don't really know how to handle it as well, and keep it at bay here for us this weekend itself. Our next storm to consider is not till Tuesday night. There could be something along the coast again that gives us some snow inland and some wintry mix at the coast. But right now, real feel one above, and those real feels in the single digits this afternoon, as the sun at least will make it feel a little bit better. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Ian DeVore on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
All right. This winter so far really keeping our AccuWeather team busy. Glenn Chuck busy also, talking with people trying to stay warm in Midtown.
NYCHA telling 1010 Winds that they've ramped up extra staff today and tomorrow to respond to heat complaints, stating the obvious, not a day to have no heat. They have this virtual emergency command center going 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. today and tomorrow if you need to reach out. We are exactly 1 month into winter, and it sure feels like it.
This is my last winter. I'm done.
It's not bad out. It's only 0 degrees.
Also a day to be careful on the roadways, as some of the untreated areas following yesterday's storms turned into layers of ice, not just sheets. It's probably going to be sticking around for a while. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here on the west side.
And we will have another AccuWeather update on the cold coming up in just about 5 minutes. And keep it here through the weekend. We'll let you know when this cold snap breaks. A man in his 50s has been struck and killed by a subway train in the Village. It happened at about a quarter before six this morning at the West 4th Street station. Police say the man was on the tracks at the time he was hit. They're not sure what he was doing there. A northbound A&E train delayed or rerouted while emergency crews responded, and there were also disruptions on the C&E lines. Pet owners in Brooklyn are worried this morning about a disease which has been killing dogs. Carol Dioria in Williamsburg, where at least four dogs have died.
Dog owners in Williamsburg say the McCarran Dog Park is no place for their furry pooch. It's small, it gets muddy when it rains, and there are too many rats. The rats are associated with leptospirosis. The disease is suspected of having led to the deaths of four dogs that recently used the park. Vulaine refuses to take her dog there.
They're small and they're filthy. It's not good. It's not good at all.
Have you seen the rats?
Oh, I mean, I can't go over there. I don't go anymore. I used to go when she was a puppy. It was already disgusting.
And Luciana won't use the park either for her dog because of the possible leptospirosis. And besides, she says there were just too many dogs.
It's just, if we all went there, it just wouldn't fit.
She lets her dog off the leash in the ballpark across the street, but it means a fine if she gets caught. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Williamsburg.
An argument over cab fare turned violent when a cab driver was stabbed and robbed in the Bronx. This happened at about 9:30 at East Fordham Road and Walton Avenue in Fordham Heights. The 34-year-old livery cab driver picked up three passengers, two men, one woman. An argument broke out over the price of the trip, and one passenger punched the driver. Then one of them stole cash from the driver. As they were leaving, one stabbed the driver twice in the chest. He is expected to survive after being rushed to the hospital. Police are searching for that trio. Police have just released pictures of three men seen walking away from the scene of a deadly shooting in Washington Heights. Early Sunday, Lamar Brown was found shot in his building on West 176th Street near Amsterdam Avenue. The 44-year-old's mother tells the Daily News she believes he was killed because he kicked the drug dealers who gathered in the lobby out. And we'll have those pictures, by the way, up on our website. Governor Hochul is touring the Brookhaven National Lab this morning on Long Island and expecting to update us on the state's progress battling COVID. Omicron might have been in the city as early as November 21st, more than a week before the first case was detected in the U.S. The CDC says researchers found the variant in New York City wastewater. We spoke live on 1010 Winds in our weekly segment Friday mornings at 10:15 with infectious disease specialist at NYU in Bellevue, Dr. Celine Gounder. She says there is a reason cases in New York City spiked.
Places like New York are especially dense, and so you see the cases peak and then start to come down more quickly, whereas places like, you know, even LA is a big city, but it's far more spread out.
Researchers in California and Texas also found Omicron in the wastewater in late November. That means that Omicron was more widespread in America than case data has shown. If you're having a tough time ordering your at-home COVID test kits, the government is setting up a hotline. Beginning today, you can call this number, 800-232-0233, to order them. Each household is allowed 4 free tests, and they will be sent out by regular mail. The phone line will offer services in English, Spanish, and 150 other languages from 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.